Grayscale's Zach Pandel ties AI privacy fears to Zcash. Grayscale research analyst Zach Pandel has put a new argument behind an old idea. As artificial intelligence systems consume more personal and financial data, the case for privacy-preserving cryptocurrencies gets stronger. In commentary surfaced by CoinMarketCap on September 1, 2026, Pandel pointed to Zcash and its zero-knowledge cryptography as one possible answer to what he frames as an emerging wave of financial privacy concerns. The claim is narrow, but worth reading closely. Pandel is not calling a price target. He is describing a shift in why privacy technology exists, moving it from a fringe preference towards something closer to a defensive requirement. The data problem AI creates modern AI models are trained on and increasingly operate over enormous pools of behavioral data. Payment histories, merchant relationships, transaction timing, and balances all carry signal. When those records sit in readable form, an AI system, or whoever runs it, can infer a great deal about a person: income patterns, health spending, political donations, where they travel and when. Pandel's argument, as relayed by Grayscale Research, is that this changes the stakes of financial transparency. Public blockchains were already pseudonymous rather than private. Every Bitcoin or Ethereum transaction is visible on a permanent ledger, and clustering tools can often link addresses to real identities. Layer-capable AI on top of that openness, and the analytical gap between pseudonymous and identified, narrows further. That is the tension the thesis rests on. Openness was tolerable when parsing it at scale was hard. It becomes riskier when parsing it at scale becomes cheap. Zcash and the zero-knowledge pitch: Zcash uses zero-knowledge proofs, specifically a construction that lets a network confirm a transaction is valid without revealing the sender, receiver, or amount. Shielded Zcash transactions hide those details while still preventing double spends, which is the property Pandel highlights as relevant to an AI-heavy environment. The same cryptographic primitive, the zero-knowledge proof, now shows up well beyond privacy coins. Ethereum scaling rollups use zero-knowledge proofs to compress transactions. Identity projects use them to prove attributes without disclosing underlying documents. Pandel's point folds Zcash into that broader story. The math that lets you prove something is true without exposing the data behind it is becoming a general-purpose tool, and financial privacy is one of its clearest use cases. Worth noting for balance, shielded usage on Zcash has historically been a minority of activity, and privacy assets face persistent regulatory friction. Several exchanges have delisted privacy coins in jurisdictions where compliance teams could not reconcile shielded transactions with travel rule obligations. A thesis about growing demand runs directly into that supply-side constraint. The link to everyday spending. For anyone who spends crypto directly, the privacy question is not abstract. Every card transaction ties an on-chain balance to a merchant, a location, and a timestamp. Custodial crypto card programs already collect KYC data and transaction records, and those records can be shared, subpoenaed, or breached. Self-custody card options reduce counterparty exposure over your funds, but they do not automatically hide where and how you spend once a payment settles on a public chain. That gap is where Pandel's framing lands for ordinary users. A shielded settlement layer, in theory, would let someone prove a payment cleared without publishing the full trail for any AI system to mine later. Nothing in the Grayscale commentary suggests such a spending product exists today, and the no KYC card category remains small and legally fragile. The relevance is directional, not immediate. A thesis, not a trade. Pandel's remarks are analysis, not a recommendation, and the same caution applies here. This is a view on why a technology might matter, not a claim about where any token trades. Privacy coins carry outsized regulatory risk, thin-shielded usage numbers, and exchange access uncertainty that a clean cryptographic story does not erase. The durable takeaway is the reframing. For most of crypto's history, privacy features were treated as a compliance headache or a niche ideological preference. Grayscale Research is now arguing that widespread AI access to financial data flips that calculus, turning zero-knowledge privacy from an optional feature into a plausible baseline. Whether Zcash specifically captures that demand is a separate and much less certain question.